here at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the whole conference is starting to come out. Coming out here into the lobby area right now.
And it's good freezing, timing, panel. Sorry. I'm always cold.
Get you a jacket after the. There's a little mall right over here that might have a jacket for you. So, anyway, we are here with Pamela Norton from Borsetta, which means coin purse in Italian, I just learned. And before I talk about what you talked about this morning, I want to ask you about how the conference is going for you.
Great.
Yeah, any highlights?
Totally fascinating conference. Obviously, Peter Singer at. He was talking about cyber threats.
Yeah, it makes me want to live under a rock.
Yeah, he does. I'm like, I want to move to Montana.
Exactly. Throw away my phone.
Off the grid.
Yeah, exactly. Off the grid is
Say
a good
thing.
Say
goodbye to everyone.
Yep.
So.
All right, so that was your highlight. All right.
Yeah.
So you are the CEO and founder of Borsetta, which is, can you give us a quick summary on what Borsetta is?
So we are an asset management platform, right? We've developed a platform where we have a patented process by which we take nano markers, unique nano markers, and we embed those into physical objects, and we create a digital title using the blockchain technology.
All right.
What you can think about is, you know, all of your physical assets in the future should be controlled by you, right? The digital wallet of the future should have all of your personal assets, right? And they should also work for you in the future, right? So just as Uber and Airbnb transformed our houses into making money for us and our cars, all of our physical objects will be tokenized in the future. And the core at what's going to be in most every object is a microchip, a smart chip.
Okay.
And so that is where our focus is now. As a company, we are developing a new system on a chip. Super smart one. It's using AI and vision intelligence.
Okay.
So it's going to be used in drones or any autonomous vehicles. And we're just in the process now. We're developing the chip with the U.S. Air Force.
Pamela, that's exciting.
It's really exciting.
Wow. Good for you.
It's really exciting, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's huge.
So I want to step back a little bit.
How did we start? How did we get here?
How did you think of something like this?
Well, and so, of course, everyone that's followed my journey, right? I've been on this crazy journey of talking to people about blockchain and just because I see things before the market does.
Right.
And I launched a company 3 years ago. You know, went after a market called, you know, it was high-end luxury goods, but ethical, right? And I said, hey, there's a market for this. And what I uncovered was this horrific corruption and fraud. And so I said, well, I've launched tech companies and I've had successful exits in the past, so let's leverage this technology, let's patent it, let's, you know, wrote all that, did all that, and realized that the core component, right, of where this technology is going is at the chip level. And so if you were to, you know, ask me, tell me 2 years ago, well, you're securing diamond chips. Now, you're securing, an AI, SoC, system on a chip for the Air Force.
Yeah.
But to me, it makes total sense, right? Because it's all about high-value assets, whether it's a mission-critical asset for the Air Force, the government, or it's a high-value asset that I own, a piece of art, say, you know? I want to be able to not only control that, but I want to be able to create a token for it, and I can fractionally sell it or have it in someone's home for 3 months, right? You know, and so we look at how can we create a sustainable economy as well, because we're on a path that's not sustainable. So if we can create a technology and then also be able to provide brands and companies the ability to take not only control of those assets, but I also know what I'm buying, right? Today, you know, counterfeit and fraud is just out of control. Everything from what we're buying on Amazon, all of our medications, and what we uncovered was parts being procured by the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
Counterfeit parts going on, you know, planes that are worth $100 million.
Yeah, that scares me. Yeah. That's really scary.
And so what Peter talked about today is that, you know, we have all of these devices coming online, right? And that's really the war of the future, right? I mean, it's unfortunate, because the best way to attack a country is by the systems that either the citizens are using, right? Our electrical grid, everything has
water
some
supply.
Sort of chip, yep, right, yep. running it. And so if they can hijack that, they can find a backdoor. And at the hardware level, mm-hmm. we are vulnerable.
Could paralyze your country very, very easily.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your product will do what to that? Will obviously protect it, or?
Yeah, so I also realized, how can you drive a standard, right? How can you drive a standard that says the chip that's in here, I should be able to control, right? Google, Apple, they shouldn't be able to control my data.
Right.
I should be able to, right?
Exactly.
So how do we, as just Americans, right? How do we, as just everyday people, take that control when we have G-Mafia, we have this entire big tech that is, you know, they're have this insatiable attitude, you know, this appetite, right, for our data. So our goal is to create a standard, and the best way to create a standard is through the government, right?
And you're already there.
And so that's really what we're trying to do, is this chip that we're creating for the Air Force, they will own and control the title, right, of that chip that's in that drone, right? They can control who has access to the mission or whatever. It's also a unique chip in that if that is found in adversary, you know, territory, can't be reverse engineered. I mean, it's really a disposable chip, right? So it has some other very secret, you know, secret sauce, right? In it. So now we have at least a standard by which the government can procure chips, right? Because right now, 50% of the chips are produced outside the United States in untrusted facilities.
Yep.
And so we have outsourced everything, we're exposed, and now we have more and more devices coming online. So we feel like if we can help at least be able to say, here's how chips are going to be designed. We're securing all the IP, and it's how it can be trusted, right? How it can be tracked and traced in the supply chain, so I can know, right, hey, this is where this was produced. That we then have the ability that any chip coming in, doesn't matter where it's produced,
right?
Because the secret sauce and the trust, there's, you know, some elements in the chip that we can detect cloning, we can detect production. Yeah.
Wow.
And really, IP for the first time completely secured in the design is revolutionary.
Now, they like it.
Yay.
Pamela, they're all on board. All right. Good deal. Customers.
Yeah, right.
They're not the Air Force, but they're somebody.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning, like, on a very basic level, do you know the tile things that you can put on, like your keys or whatever?
Yeah.
I'm envisioning something like when you first started talking about it, I went, oh, tile. You can track it, you can find it, and it can find you, that whole type of thing.
Yep.
So I'm sure this is, your stuff is like light years beyond that technology.
But
that's kind of what I'm envisioning it.
Totally, great comparison. And, you know, my discussions here with especially the credit unions, anyone that have a lot of, like, members, trying to be able to share with them the future of, you know, the member experience, right? So as you start accumulating more assets that you're tracking and tracing, right? You want to have a trusted custodian that knows all your private keys, right? You know, because there's this whole password thing. I mean, I'm so challenged.
Yeah,
I'm so you know what? Just take all my private keys, just like, store them somewhere really safe. I can't be trusted.
Yeah, me neither.
And being able to say that, you know, my portfolio should also be representative of what I have. And it's not just, hey, you have a day job, 8 to 5. I might have 2 robots that are out walking my neighbor's dogs, right? They're working for me. And so where do those reside, right? And I have a unique ID that's associated with me and that chip, right, that it's mine, right? And I'm making money transactionally off of that, right? And so
that does sound very
really,
blockchain-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a very revolutionary kind of idea, and, you know, you look at VR, AR, all of these devices, you know, there's going to be a tremendous amount of content that's going to be delivered to those, you know, you have rogue, you know, nations and players that want to come in and intercept, right? And they want to send you, like what Peter was talking about, was this fake video, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say I'm in this video, like, I think I'm in this, you know, and all of a sudden it gets intercepted and I'm being presented something completely different.
Right.
And so,
right.
It's... That's, you know, we are living, and I think people just don't realize that it's moving so fast. And what I talked about today is that this merging of physical and digital that's happening. And a friend of mine was at
digital.
LAX. Yeah,
digital. It's digital.
There we go. That's a good one, yeah. Yeah. And he was at LAX Sheraton Airport, and he said, I needed a pillow and a blanket. So I called down for it. They rang my room and said, hey, delivery's outside. I open it up and it's a robot. This is literally last week at LAX Sheraton. You go and he pushes a button and it opens up a blanket and a pillow.
Wow. Wow.
So now we have all these issues of, okay, what happens to those jobs, right? Those jobs.
Yeah.
You know, they also have one that's for the valet. You know, your luggage goes in it, it goes automatically up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring it back.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. I'm fascinated by this.
It's just moving. And that's why, you know, flying cars are going to be tested next year. Like, it's happening, really.
Yeah.
Drone service has already started.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
So,
but how does it affect, in our case, credit unions or the financial services sector? You're doing, what's the connection?
So
there?
The concern is, you know, as they're expanding services to all these devices, right? So I can talk to Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, transfer 500, you know, like I'm in my app, my banking app, right?
Sure.
And so, again, we don't have control at the hardware level, right? We have these people intercepting, coming into all of our devices, right? So as these credit unions, they're expanding all these services because I need it. I want to be able to just use my voice,
right?
Well, anyone can come in and intercept and take all of, they already have all my data, right? So that's what people don't realize.
Right.
All of our data has been stolen so many times that they're going to create digital twins, right? I mean, that's truly the real fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so that digital twin could take over that device, right? And, you know, how can a bank or how can a credit union, you know, at the hardware level, right? If that's not been authenticated, and how do they determine that, right? So I want my sovereign ID, my identity, right, that is attached to that unique ID in the chip level, which is that authentication, right? So it's basically machine-to-machine or person-to-person authentication, right? Where my information is not being shared with anyone, but it's like, oh, we know this is not only her device, she's provisioned to do this transfer, you know, of money or whatever. So that's the concern is, you know, we're now going with more intelligence at the machine versus going back up and down to the cloud, which is where all the hacking is happening in the cloud. But where the fraudsters going to move? They're going to move to the hardware. And they're going to find ways in my house, going through other devices, gaining access, and then being able to, oh, I'll use your video image. I will use your audio. And I can, you know, basically take ransom. You know, it's the whole hijacking and, you know, taking ransom. It's like really scary.
Oh, yeah. I saw a presentation by a security guy. His name is Jim Stickley. You might have heard of him. But he was able to hack a bank through their video security system. Through their video security system. So I totally get what you're saying. You know, I'll be using my iron one day, and they'll be able to hack my account through my iron or something. Who knows? I mean, weird example, but where it's all going. Oh my gosh.
So just trying to get them to be, you know, not only thought leaders, but really understand that, you know, as we're expanding out to more and more devices, who knows? There'll be a new device 2 years from now we don't even know about. It's like everyone's going to be addicted to. You know, it's all these devices that are being put into our bodies that are, you know, determining our blood pressure, to how much insulin we need, and all of those can easily be hijacked, right?
Yeah.
And that's really where kind of the next war is going. So if we can try to help get ahead of it.
Yeah.
And
with
Borsetta, right? And CoinPurse, it really means control, right? Taking back control of your physical assets.
Oh my gosh, Pamela.
Oh my gosh.
This is something that's just... But at the same time, it's so fascinating.
It's so exciting.
Gosh.
And I'm working
where
with
this is
the
going.
Smartest people
yeah.
in this
and you're
country.
With the Air Force.
With
are
the Air Force. Yeah, it's really
congratulations,
exciting.
By the way.
It's so exciting.
Wow.
Really exciting.
Well, let's keep tabs because I am
yes.
truly fascinated
thank
by
you.
This. And I'd love to have you back on the show like
yeah,
in six
absolutely.
Months or so or whenever.
Yeah.
And just see what yeah. the latest and greatest is, all right?
Yeah, we'll be prototyping it next year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
do that. All right.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Pamela Norton from Borsetta, Borsetta, right?
Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
There she is.